Yes, it is. Good morning, Tuesday morning. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciate you. And it is dry today. Hey, we are excited about that. It has been a little crazy out there, certainly a lot wet. And we are praying for those who have been really impacted by the flooding. I know Tipton, Hamilton County, there's been just so many different. Marion County, you've got Connersville, Cordon, the list goes on. I think I heard 52 counties or so, 53 counties impacted by Indiana's worst flooding. 1913, the last time we've seen this kind of flooding overall in the state, and it shattered those records this year. So prayers go out to all those that are still cleaning up and working through all of those issues, and make sure that if you can help, please try to help if you can do that. And we have ways that you can do that. I know if you're looking to help over in Tipton, you can go through the Salvation Army. They'll be glad to help either take money, take volunteer time, whatever the case may be, through the Salvation Army. And that is a food relief. You can drop off. There's drop-off points, actually. So there's items needed beyond food, cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, trash bags, paper products, mops and buckets, disposable gloves. All of those things are needed, and you can drop those off at the Salvation Army in Tipton. And I always love these things, but what frustrates me is they put a flyer together and they never put an address. So you'll have to look it up. The Salvation Army in Tipton County, just look it up. They get great information, but no phone number or address. Beautiful flyer. So, hey, note to self, note to all. If you're going to put a great flyer together, especially with something that's so needy, make sure you put the address on there. But it's the Salvation Army over in Tipton County. If you can help out, they'd greatly appreciate it. So we'll get over there and help them out. Today, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 78. Calm winds becoming west around 6 miles per hour. Then tonight, a 10% chance of rain. We'll take that 10% over, 100%. We'll take that absolutely. And then tomorrow, showers likely coming back. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. So maybe we'll get a good cleaning, good drying up today. And then Thursday, mostly sunny, so 77 with calm winds. So it's going to be kind of a roller coaster for pretty much the rest of the month. So great show for you today. We've got coming up top of the hour, Laura Archibald be coming in with community Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And then we've got hopefully we're going to be talking to our newest business in town, Beauty and Ink, Tabby with Beauty and Ink. Hopefully we're going to be able to connect with her. She's going to be giving us a call. In a little bit. She's actually on the road, so hopefully she'll be able to give us a buzz here in just a moment. I want to also remind you that the Bacon Festival is coming up. It is going to be a really great time, always is. Certainly smells good and tastes good, but that's coming up in Delphi. But really, we want to also promote that you can go to WeLoveBigDeals.com, WeLoveBigDeals.com, and you can get half-price tickets. So if you want to do that, that would be to your benefit because you're going to save some money. You can buy more bacon if you save more money. Okay. So it is the Bacon Festival coming up, and $10 tickets versus $20 at the gate. If you go to WeLoveBigDeals.com, Bacon Festival is this Saturday, by the way, over in Delphi. So it's a great time, always a great time over there in Delphi. A couple other things to be mindful of. There are things that are going on, road construction, and I'll just be careful. I had to go down to Indy yesterday. And a lot of road construction. Be mindful of all those things as you're out and about traveling. And also, today is National Couples Day. Celebrate romantic partnerships, encouraging couples to spend quality time together. Okay. Please do that. Yeah, my wife would like to just take a bat to me. I think I've been really busy, so there's not been many couple days. National Fajita Day. Not Taco Tuesday. It's Fajita Tuesday. So make sure you go get you some good Mexican food today. We are so blessed to have that kind of cuisine in our community. And National Fajita Day honors the Tex-Mex dish of grilled skirt steak, onions, and peppers served with tortillas. And they have some good ones here in Frankfort, Indiana. I won't even name all the places because I'll get in trouble. National Ice Cream Pie Day. We don't make ice cream pies at Glover's, but we've got the ice cream. But it's National Ice Cream Pie Day. It's National Bad Poetry Day. And here's one, National Mail Order Catalog Day. I'm not too sure when's the last time anybody's used a mail order catalog. I think it's called now Amazon, eBay, all those places. But it is, marks this is the first U.S. mail order catalog issued by Montgomery Ward in 1872. That's why they called it the National Mail Order Catalog Day, because this was the first day that the Montgomery Ward catalog became available. And then finally, it's Never Give Up Day. Encourage persistence and resilience today. Believe me, I do that every night in football. Don't give up, kids. I know you're little, and I know they're big, but just don't give up. We're going to just keep on pushing. So encourage persistence and resilience today in all that you do, whether it be at work, keep battling through. So it's August 18th, Never Give Up Day. So good to know. Let's see what else we've got going on here this morning. Laura Archibald coming in at 9 o'clock this morning, and we're going to be talking with her from Healthy Communities. And then, one other thing that I wanted to talk about. Friends of Thorntown Public Library, they have a donation guide, and they are accepting donations for our upcoming book sale. They've got a big book sale coming up. This is one of their big fundraisers. We had a chance to talk to them not long ago, and they're just great people. And they want you to donate nice books, okay? Don't donate stains and mold and water and damaged books. Just be good, be nice. So you can also donate DVDs, board games, video games, and puzzles. Do not donate textbooks, VHSs. Okay, well, DVDs and VHSs. I still got a VHS machine somewhere. Or magazines. They don't want magazines. Or any kind of or nonfiction over 20 years old. All right? They're not interested in that. But if you can help out the Thorntown Public Library, please do that. That would be awesome. Joining us this morning now from, I believe, her automobile. Hey, good morning, Tabitha. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Are you driving?
I'm parked currently, okay. But I am in the car.
Okay, well, that's good. We want you to be safe, so
yeah.
We don't want you in a bad situation. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. We greatly appreciate it. Well, you're the proud owner and operator now of Beauty and Ink there on Washington Street in downtown Frankfort. Your window looks beautiful. You guys have got you definitely got the art going on the front of the building. Tell us a little bit about your business and why your passion for tattoo artistry.
So I've been doing the tattooing for a little over a year now, but art's always kind of been my thing. You know, I took all the art classes in high school, so kind of when this fell into my lap, it was like a no-brainer. But I enjoy what I do. I do the fine line tattoos. I also do certain styles of piercings and microblading. And I am going to school for my esthetician license, so waxing and facials will be added on to the services as well. And it's just something that I'm passionate about. I like working with people and providing a service and making people feel better about themselves. And tattooing is something that I've grown to be very passionate about. I get to meet new people. I get to hear their stories and, you know, give them something to share memories with, or something that they, you know, helps them get out of a dark place, or, you know, whatever. So it's a nice thing to do and get to meet new people and share their stories. I've had people cry with me, and, you know, I've listened to so many stories, and everyone seems different, and it's just an amazing thing to get to know new people. Everybody seems to enjoy the services too. Everybody that I've came in contact with as far as tattooing goes, you know, it's something that they're passionate about. So it's something that you get to share the art side of things with. And then, like you said, with the building itself, I had Ricardo do that. So that's another artist that's local to the town. And that's a big thing for me too. I like to bring in other artists and have them in my shop and express themselves as well. So not only is the outside getting done by an artist, but the inside's been getting done by an artist too, to help kind of spread the love of artistry.
Yeah, really, absolutely. Tabby, the you mentioned fine line. I mean, I didn't know. Is there different types of tattooing? I mean, are there different bold, fine lines? I mean, you're the expert, yeah. But I have no idea. So
there's different styles of tattooing. So I know that there's some other local artists in the town that do tattooing as well. Their styles are different than mine from what I've gathered and what I've seen. And so mine is just fine lines, so it's delicate lines. Script tattoos are a lot of what I do. A lot of people come in and they want kind of memorial tattoos, so like when a loved one passes, or even if they haven't passed yet, but, you know, it's like for their mom or their kid, and it's in their handwriting and stuff like that. So the fine line tattoos kind of go within that realm where it's delicate, dainty tattoos. I branch out a little bit and do some other things. I mess with color a little bit and some shading, but my wheelhouse is the fine lines. But yes, there's so many different styles of tattooing, and this is just one of them. So that's another thing that I love about tattooing, is that everybody has their own style and they have their own version of it, and they can find their own niche to where, you know, they can still provide a service while cohabitating with other artists in the town and not stepping on anybody's toes. And everyone has been so nice and so welcoming, so that's been refreshing too.
Yeah, so the and getting back to the tattooing itself, you probably, mm-hmm. Do you ever have these like big 275-pound muscle guys come in and just say, put mom on my shoulder?
I haven't had that one yet. Okay. No, not yet.
What's your most unusual tattoo? That would be G-rated, or, you know, I don't want to go, you know, we don't want to go, this is a family program, so.
Yeah.
You know,
I actually haven't had anything that's been, like,
okay,
made me uncomfortable,
good.
So.
That's good. But you've had a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, you get a little bit of everything, or you'll get people, you know, I've had stuff from fine line dog memorial tattoos to, like I said, a lot of script tattoos, you know, from a card, or somebody had someone draw something on a piece of paper, a lot of florals. I just recently had somebody that wanted like a Pokemon one. So, I mean, the range is all over the place.
Yeah, that, and we've got everything, you know, when like you said earlier, there's so many different varieties of art. Mm-hmm. So you've got anything from, you know, Disney stuff to sports stuff to, you know, movies to poems, and you say script, so you actually can write Bible verses or whatever the case. You can put all that right on a body.
Yep, exactly.
Wow, that's amazing. Psalms 150, that's the longest Psalms. I think it's Psalms 119 is the longest Psalms, I believe. But that'd be a lot of words. What's the biggest one? What's the biggest text that you put together? Like how many lines or how many words?
Most of them, because a lot of my clients, I have several male clients, but most of my clients are women because the fine line kind of is more their style.
More dainty?
So they tend to just get, you know, like a phrase or a short quote or, you know, a couple words. But my biggest tattoo that I've done is someone who's came in, and we've been working on his tattoo for about 2 months now. He comes in every 2 weeks, and they're 7-hour sessions at a time. So,
wow.
Yeah, so it can go from a 30-minute tattoo to, you know, something that's several hours and multiple sessions. And that's what I tell my clients too, because I know, you know, times are hard for people, so that's one thing that I enjoy working with my clients on is, you know, if we need to break it up into sessions, I'm more than willing to accommodate that for anybody, because at the end of the day, I'm just trying to provide a service and make them happy with what they're getting. So, you know, if we need to break it down into sessions or we need to make adjustments and things like that, or, you know, if we need to move your stencil 15 times because you don't like it or I don't think it's straight or, you know, whatever, I just want people to come in and feel comfortable and feel like they're in a safe space where they can, you know, be themselves or be vulnerable, or, you know, if it's a very sentimental thing, I've had people come in and share their story and we've cried together. So it's different every single time, but I love what I do.
Yeah, you said that you really had a love for art. I mean, that's your first love is art.
Yes.
And you started art. So you were sketching, penciling, painting way before tattooing. What was kind of the switch that flipped for you to take it from the palate to the body, from the feet to skin?
So I was working in a hair salon part-time as a lash artist, and I
what's a lash artist? Let's tell people what the lash is. Guys that have no clue, so tell
them. Yeah. So lashes are lash extensions is where you put on fake lashes, basically, but they are semi-permanent, so they last for like 2 to 4 weeks. So it's basically just enhancing your lashes so that it looks like they're done all the time. So I was doing that part-time at a hair salon while working full-time for the state, in the unemployment office. And, office work I'm good at it, but it's not my dream, you know,
right.
So it doesn't resonate deep with me. So, I wanted to get more full-time into, you know, the service industry, and tattooing kind of just fell into my lap. There was a girl that was offering a mentorship, and my boss at the hair salon asked me if it was something I thought I'd like, and I went and learned as much as I could, and it just felt natural from the beginning. As soon as I had the tattoo gun in my hand, it felt like it was something I was always supposed to be doing, so it was just kind of taken off from there.
Do you ever freestyle? Do you have something that it's like maybe somebody wants... they give you a concept and you kind of have to come up with the idea, or are you work off of a template? How do you do that?
Yeah, I do both. So a lot of times people will send in things that they want, and it's either something they want this exact design, or they'll say, you know, these are ideas that I have, but I want you to put your artist touch on it, and then I'll go from there. So I've had things where they bring me exactly what it is they want, and I just print it off and put it on them and get the tattooing on going. And then there's other times that they send me ideas or they send me images and they say, I like this and this, but I don't want, you know, necessarily these other aspects in it, or I want to add these aspects to it. And so I'll make my tweaks and go back and forth with them until it's what they, you know, want, and they say that they love it, and then we go from there.
Yeah, it's amazing. That is one talent that I never... I mean, when they were handing that talent out, I must have skipped school that day, or I don't know what I did, but I was not around and did not get that. I can't draw I can't draw a stick figure, so I do like to doodle. I really love to doodle. I can be at a meeting and I can doodle, and people are looking at me and say, "That's so abstract." I said, "Oh, it's abstracted, but you don't want to be in my mind to think of it, because it is it's just so crack." And then you add one line and you go from there. But it's the creative, you know, part of that part of yourself that comes out. But I think about so many. You mentioned Ricardo, what an incredible artist. I remember walking into McDonald's one day. This has been years ago, and there was a young lady that was just drawing there on a table as you first came in. And I walked over and I started a conversation. I said, "Did you actually? Are you tracing this? Are you actually doing?" "No, I'm drawing this." Her name was Wendy Hall. Wendy is very well known around here. She's an extremely talented artist and has kind of been all over the place. But I'm thinking, wow, girl, this is unbelievable. And she was, I forgot it, maybe it was, I think it might have been Kurt Cobain or somebody that she was sketching out. And I was just mesmerized. And so any time I see folks like you know, Jess Jones, she does a lot of windows, and Ricardo, any time I see people that I'm mesmerized, because it's such a true gift to be able, and you see things differently than other people, because you have to use that, you use both sides of your brain, but that creative side really comes to life. And so my question is when you get to that point and you see something, you can normally always go back and kind of on a palette or a sheet of paper and kind of do a redo, because maybe, you know, things didn't turn out the way you want. How do you do that on a body? I mean, you really can't redo on a body. I mean, because every artist would maybe look at things, "Oh, I'd like to do that maybe different." Does that ever come to mind?
Yes, Ricardo and I had that conversation when he was doing the windows. That's one thing with artists, is we pick apart our own work way worse than anyone ever will. Every single tattoo that I've done, I mean, I've never had anyone come back to me and say, "You know, I really don't like this. Is there anything that we can fix to fix it or whatnot?" But I will go back and look at it, because, you know, I take pictures and record things and stuff for my pages and stuff, and I'll look at things and I'm like, "Man, I should have done this different, or I could have done that better," or, you know, whatever. So we're always harder on ourselves than anyone else ever probably will be. But when it comes to tattooing, you kind of have to just be real careful. I mean, I have a real steady hand, so that helps. But there are times that, you know, you have to go back in and make adjustments to the lines or add in a different color to kind of adjust it or clean it up or whatnot. It doesn't happen too much, but I'm not perfect. You know, nobody is. So there's ways to go about it. It's not always easy to go about fixing it, because, like you said, this is ink on skin. It doesn't just go away. Yeah, you can't just erase it like you can on a piece of paper. Well, but
what's the most common tattoo? I mean, hearts, is it words?
Yeah, I do a lot of words, I do a lot of butterflies, and I do a lot of florals. So those seem to come up quite a bit, as far as, like, fine line tattoos, at least.
You mentioned that you do the fine lines and you're getting kind of into the color stuff. I mean, do you normally, do you do the coloring as well, or is that someone else that does the coloring?
No, I do the coloring. I've started dipping my toes in that a little bit more, because when you start, you know, you kind of go with what you're comfortable with. So my line work is pretty steady, so I've stuck with that for a while, and then I've had a few people come to me wanting color, so I've branched out with it and whatnot, and it's just different techniques is all it is, really. You have different needles for different shading, different line work, and then when it comes into color, a lot of people have this misconception that color hurts worse. It doesn't hurt worse. It's just you have to pack it in more than you do with black ink, because black shows up pretty well on everybody, and color doesn't necessarily do that. Some people take color ink better, some people take white ink, and some people don't take white ink at all. Their skin will reject it. So you just kind of have to work with what you've got, and you don't know until you get started, and that's when, you know, adjustments come in and things like that, and you have to pivot. So color ink is a different realm for sure, but it's something that I'm enjoying getting to do more with, work more with.
Awesome. Well, Tabby, what give us how do we get a hold of you? How do folks make an appointment? Where do they get? Where can they find you?
So I am on all the socials, so Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and my booking link is on all of those pages as well. They can also reach me at beautyandinklounge@gmail.com, and they can call 317-680-6280, and I am reachable on any of those for booking or questions, hours, all of the things.
Beauty and Ink Lounge, and you're on Washington Street? That is the,
yes.
What's the address? Do you have the address?
Yep, 62 East Washington Street in Frankfort.
62 East Washington Street in Frankfort, right there, down from Bethel Furniture
yep.
Store, right there.
Bethel, right there.
Appliance right. and Furniture.
Yes, just a few doors down from there and right next door to Heather's Flowers.
Yeah, you're right in, you're squeezed in between two, and you got Ellis's done. So you can get all your shopping mm-hmm. done. You can go, you go to Heather's, get your flowers for your gal, and then you go get Ellis and get your ring or bracelet or necklace for your gal, and then you can go over and get a gift. You probably have gift certificates or something, don't you, that you can work out with people. So if some guy wants
yes.
to come in and get his gal a tattoo, okay.
Yes, definitely.
All right. All right. Well, you did a great job. Thank you, Tabby. I appreciate it. And you drive
thank
safely
you.
Back, and we'll be seeing you on the streets here soon.
All right. Sounds
all right,
good.
Thank you very
you
much.
So much.
All right. All right. Thank you. Tabby with Beauty and Ink Lounge, and we greatly appreciate her joining us this morning, talking all things about her business. And if you want to know more, Beauty and Ink Lounge, follow them on Facebook or Instagram, or give her a call as she shared her number. That's going to... get us to the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to take a quick break, and Laura Archibald's on deck. We're going to be talking all things healthy communities of Clinton County coming up on Party Line.
Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Moon 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong or Dr. Paola Castellanos, now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deal Store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.